Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Now that we're 6 months into the economic crisis caused by the pandemic, are our national and state economies responding as expected? Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joins us from now. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
The answer to that first question, are our economies kind of moving along as expected once this pandemic hit and the economists have all had a chance to survey what's happening?
Well, that's a very good question. The answer is 10 economists in the room came up with 15 different directions. But I can say that things are improving in some sense. The ones that are heavily engaged in working at home, the delivery companies, you know, good luck buying a laptop now. Go to a office supply store. They're pretty much out of supplies for a lot of things you wanted. I had a hard time getting a stylus for a whiteboard the other day. But one of the aspects of this is the combination of the trade war before the pandemic and then the pandemic has really played havoc on the supply chain for lots of industries. So one of the issues holding us back from more of a fuller-blown recovery is the supply chain problems that we're running into. For example, if you wanted to buy a new refrigerator, there might be a much longer wait than you would expect than there was, say, 2 years ago, where they actually had it in stock.
The same could be said for bicycles.
Bicycles also, yes. Of course, the travel and hotel and tourism industry has not recovered, and so that's a lot of people that are not working. The other issue then is on some of the smaller businesses, how many are coming back, and that's still an unreported number. Recovery right now basically means we're not going negative is the way I would look at it. We're getting positive numbers, but it's not going to be a bounce back, so to speak. So it's nothing to get too excited about from that perspective.
But the stock market, usually a leading indicator of the economy, right? Hitting new highs, does that, in your opinion, project that 6 to 9 months out, we will have a roaring economy again in all sectors?
No, what it tells me is all the money that's being pumped into the financial sector has got to go somewhere, and it's not going into producing refrigerators. So it's going into financial sector. And the other thing, when you look at the stock market, you have to be look at it a little more carefully, especially if you're looking at the indices, sort of like the Dow Jones Industrial Average. For example, they've just taken one of the major oil companies off the Dow Jones Industrial Average because it hasn't met the threshold of size in order to be there, and there are more tech companies on it. So, yes, that part of the stock market is doing real well. Other parts, maybe not so much.
Could it be a stock index bubble?
It could be. It could be. And so that brings to my mind another thing that usually raises its ugly head, and that is inflation. The Federal Reserve has opened up the spigots, has poured a lot of liquidity into the economy, and typically we would worry about inflation. At this point, it would be hard-pressed to say we're going to have an inflation, and there are a lot of reasons. One, we really never had an inflation with declining oil prices. The interesting thing is that the Federal Reserve has said that they are not going to try to stifle inflation. In fact, they would welcome an inflation, which is a major change in their policy.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, once again, you know, you put two economists in the room, you're going to get multiple answers. And I have a split personality on that one because, you know, my traditional training says, no, that is not a good thing. But this is not a traditional economy. And the other thing about this is they are playing with fire to the extent that they don't have a good handle on how this is going to work out. Would a little bit of inflation be the spark that set off something like the California fire and it becomes a raging inflation? Or would it be just a moderate inflation? They cannot predict that well in advance right now. And that does bother me.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you.
Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.